It's that time of the election process season. By the way, the election odds for the president today are at about 40%. By the way, the highest percentage he got at any point during the 2016 election, Real Clear Politics odds, was 32%. He was at 50% here about a month ago. He's on his upswing back now. And he's in better shape in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota than he was compared to where he stood against Hillary Clinton on October 21 of 2016. There really is an upswing. Liz Harrington is an RNC national spokeswoman. She's joining me now on the program. Liz, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, and I'm looking at a lot of prognostication going on right now, and I play the game as well. But the IBD tip poll was the most accurate of the two most accurate polls in 16. Right now it has the race at just 2.3 percentage points. Joe Biden has dropped to his lowest point yet at 48.1. The president up to 45.8. Hillary Clinton was only at 2.1 advantage in this poll in 16. Things are trending for the president right now, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. And those polls you mentioned as well, all those public polls, President Trump is far outperforming where he was in 2016. And Joe Biden's far underperforming where Hillary Clinton was. And you know, a lot of those public polls, you mentioned the more accurate ones. However, a lot of those public ones always discount the hidden Trump vote, the societal pressure, the media and our culture and academia. All
I totally agree with
so
that.
Hostile to President Trump.
Sure.
They're not reflecting the accurate picture there. So we're in a much stronger position than we were in 2016, that's for sure.
Well, and your ground game is a world of difference. Now, in 16,
absolutely,
people were afraid of getting laughed at for saying they were voting for Trump. This year, they're afraid of getting a brick through their window. I know I've talked to people who said, I'm supporting Trump. I don't want a yard sign. I don't talk to anybody about it. They talk to me. But, yeah, I think it's a different world right now. And the energy. I mean, Joe Biden's hiding in his basement all week. He hasn't. I don't think we've seen him since Sunday, right? And President Trump's doing 2 and 3 rallies a day all over the country in key places like Erie, Pennsylvania, and Muskegon, Michigan, and all over, right?
Oh, absolutely. And up until Election Day, he's going to be doing about 3, 4, 5 rallies a day. Joe Biden put a lid on this entire week, 2 weeks before Election Day. It's unheard of. Clearly, that is a sign that he doesn't have respect for the voters, doesn't think he has to earn their vote. He's not up for the job.
I think it's a different sign.
Or maybe he's just too corrupt. He doesn't want to answer a single question
about
what he's been doing for 47 years. But
that's not the real question.
I think it's so insulting to the voters. President Trump is working his tail off. He's all over the place.
The real
just
question
is over
Liz.
COVID, and he's getting out there working to earn every single American's vote.
Yeah, I think the real question, Liz Harrington here, RNC national spokeswoman, what about the laptop from hell? Because there
right.
is not one person. I mean, this is a huge can of worms. It's a problem because the emails, tens of thousands of them, text messages, tying together money payoffs, influence being peddling, meetings between Joe Biden and top officials from Burisma that was under investigation for massive corruption, all coming to light now because apparently Hunter Biden dropped off his laptop, couldn't remember where it was, forgot about it. Now it's in the possession of the FBI, has been since December. I've got questions about that, but the fact of the matter is information continues to come out about this. The majority of Americans asked by Gallup just yesterday now say Joe Biden clearly had a conflict of interest, and even though 30 million or 35 million people have voted right now, the election very much in doubt, up in the air, if you will, and this laptop, we need answers.
Absolutely,
we need answers. Russian disinformation nonsense.
Where's the media? You know, they used to report on Hunter Biden and the family business dealings, the corrupt Biden family business dealings, and now that he's the nominee, they're nowhere to be found. They're so complicit in this corruption, because what's on this laptop, you're right, that President Trump's been calling it the laptop from hell. Yeah, it sounds about that if you've been listening to what Rudy Giuliani's been saying. And so what do? They smear the messenger, just like they did. Russia collusion, it's a complete hoax. They used fake disinformation from Russia to spy on President Trump and try to oust him from office. And now FBI saying they have the laptop. You have other sources on the email threads that saying, yes, I did receive this email where the big guy is mentioned with a 10% stake in all these corrupt deals with the Chinese Communist Party. It is real. It's not Russian disinformation. The media just lies through their teeth. The Democrats lie through their teeth.
That's
right.
The
Americans see through it, and we're going to hold people accountable for that.
Well, we've got reporting now that there is no connection to Russia, just like the DNI said. Just like Ratcliffe said, there's no evidence of that whatsoever, except in the imagination of members of Congress that still dream about trying to get Trump on something, anything. The fact of the matter is, Hunter Biden hiding in the basement, not talking about the laptop, is not helping. The polls are tightening everywhere. The president is, the polls that I trust, he's leading in Florida. He is leading in North Carolina. He is tied dead heat in Pennsylvania. Leading in Michigan, we just saw. A point
and
behind
that enthusiasm. Look at these crowds that are coming out to see the president. It's amazing. Even in California, where he was there the other day for a fundraiser, people are crying out for their freedom. They really are. America's the greatest country on earth. They're coming out to say, hey, I still like America. I'm going to defend it. We love our country. And President Trump is fighting for it. And that's what this is all about. People see through Joe Biden. They always have. That's why he never finished better than fourth in Iowa. He's a smarmy career politician. We just didn't really realize how corrupt he was. But it doesn't matter. He hasn't ever delivered for Americans. Regardless of what we find out and the truth that comes out and how corrupt he is, he has never delivered. And you know why? Because he was only ever in it for himself. He wasn't in it for the American people. And President Trump came to town. He turned that around. He said, we want America to be great again. We're going to get good deals for American workers. It's not going to be China first. It's not going to be fracking in Ukraine. No, it's going to be fracking in Pennsylvania. He has no skin in this. He's actually lost money. He didn't have to do this job. He came to D.C. because he loves the country and is fighting for it. And it made a difference. It really did. 2019 was the best economic year on record. In 2021, we haven't seen anything yet.
Let's take a quick look. We've only got about a minute left. Let's look at the debate tomorrow. The format changes. They took foreign relations out, of course, because they don't want to talk about the laptop.
Right.
We do. He will. A mute button as well. You know what? Let Joe Biden talk for a couple of minutes. Let him wind himself into a corner. A lot of folks thought the president saved Joe Biden a few times last time around. Let's see what happens. Any ideas?
Right. Put the radio on. Put the record on at night, right? You ain't black if you don't vote for me. I mean, this guy is such a disaster. No matter them hiding him in the basement all week, resting up for this debate, it's a disaster. Even with the mute button, even with the bias commission, even with the bias moderator whose family is just an extension of the Democrat Party voting for Democrats all these years, donating for Democrats, taking issues off the table. Well, guess what? Nothing's off the table with President Trump. He's going to bring up these tough questions because we know the media won't. And we're going to continue to hold the press and the Democrats accountable. And President Trump's going to keep delivering for America.
Liz Harrington, RNC National Spokeswoman. Liz, as always, a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
So thank you so much. Get out and vote, everybody.
There you have it. Get out and vote. Take a friend with you. Do what they always do. Take people with you. Make sure they vote as well. You're in the No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Rivers Show, Hour 3. Rolling through it. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? WellConnect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, WellConnect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. WellConnect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. WellConnect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, WellConnectSaves.com. 989-356-2113. WellConnectSaves.com. Get a WellConnect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.